Om Shanti. There was once a bunch of frogs, and these frogs organized a competition. The competition was to climb the highest tower of that town. There was a tower, and they all decided that we need to climb that tower. So the entire town was excited about this competition, because never before such a competition ever was organized by anybody. So all the frogs gathered, and there was a tower, and actually that tower was somewhere on the top of the mountain. See, so to see this exciting competition, everybody came there to see this competition. So as I said, many frogs came, and they all were about to just start their competition. So they all started. So the frogs started climbing the mountain. But it was a very tough mountain, very big mountain. So many people started saying from the audience, no, it's not possible for this frogs to climb this. It's a very tough job. It's an uphill task to climb this tower, this mountain. So many people were saying, no, these frogs are so tiny creatures. How can they climb such a big mountain? Somebody was saying, no, their speed is not very good. It's not possible to climb. So as the frogs were climbing that mountain, many of them slipped. Many of them fell down, and many of them got exhausted. So in this way, like most of the frogs, some of the frogs just returned back. So there was only one frog who kept on climbing and climbing and climbing. But the audience was getting depressed seeing this result of the frogs, because it was, as I said, very big mountain, and many people from the audience then started saying that in vain they organized such a competition. These frogs should not arrange such competition. It's not the work or job of frogs to climb such a big mountain. How can they ever climb such a mountain? It has never happened in the history of frogs that any frog till now has climbed the mountain. Even for man, it is so difficult to climb this mountain. How can these frogs climb the mountain? But many of the frogs fell down. Some of them got fractures. Some of them returned back. So some of them got depressed. So many of the frogs, like none of them could continue. But only one frog was there. And he continued and he continued and he continued. And at last, he reached the top of the mountain, and then he climbed that tower. So everybody was surprised to see how this frog could do that. And they wanted to, many of the press and media people came, and they wanted to take his interview to know the secret of his success. So they held the mic in front of the frog and they asked him, what is the secret of your success? So ultimately they realized this frog is deaf. This frog is deaf because he could not hear what the public is saying. People were saying it is impossible. People were saying it is not possible. People were saying this has never happened in the past. Because he could read, he could understand things. So he had his friends, no? So friend circle must have told him. So ultimately it is found out that he cannot hear. So this is one. There is one more story, then we will come and try to understand the story in detail. Two boys were playing near one well, okay. One was 6 year old, another was 8 year old. And whilst playing, one of them, the younger one, he fell down into the well. The elder one, this 8 year old boy, he couldn't understand. He tried to search, but there was nobody there. So how to pull him out? Because the person who fell inside, the little boy, he was helpless. He was shouting. And then he didn't understand what to do. So somehow he tried to collect one rope from somewhere. And then he put that rope into the well. And somehow he pulled that boy out. So how this became possible, how that 8-year boy got this idea of searching for a rope and then to put it inside and to pull him out, and from where he garnered so much courage. So that was the question. And the answer that was given was, there was no other person to tell him that you can't do this. There was no person there to guide him, to show, to advise him, or to discourage him, dishearten him, telling that, though this is not your task, how can you pull out a boy who has fallen down into the well? So the moral of the story is, whenever we try to do some task, there would be people to dampen your courage. There would be people to dishearten you. There would be people to discourage you. There will be people who will tell you that, oh, you can't do this job because no one has done this. You, how can you do this? Only Brahma could do this. It's not your cup of tea. How can you do this? So, in this path of Purushartha also, there would be many things that would come, that would try to reduce, decrease our enthusiasm. But we have to remain enthusiastic no matter what people say, no matter what obstacles Maya bring, no matter what circumstances come, whatever that happens, we have to remain enthusiastic. Because enthusiasm is such a thing, it's a magic tonic. It's a magic. It is what that makes the difference. Two people are there, one is enthusiastic, another is not. If you see the result, the one who is enthusiastic, definitely he reaches success. The one who is not enthusiastic, he is somewhere left behind. So, today's Murli is on enthusiasm. Today's Murli is on zeal and zest. How to maintain enthusiasm in this Brahmin life? People say that when we came in Gyan, that time we were very enthusiastic. We used to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. We used to read Murli multiple times. We had a small, intense effort making group. And we used to churn Murli. We used to discuss Murli. We used to read one Avyakta Murli in the morning. We used to discuss Sakar Murli in the evening. And we used to do variety of services and so on and so forth. But when we came in Gyan. But what happened now? Where this enthusiasm is lost? Where this zeal and zest gone? So, today's Murli is entirely on this topic. We will discuss this Murli in two parts. Part 1 on enthusiasm, which we'll discuss today. And part 2, Baba is meeting different groups. Baba is meeting with different great souls of this Yajna. We will discuss that tomorrow. So to start with, Baba said, Baba is comforter of hearts. Let's pause at this statement. Baba is Dilaram. Dilaram means one who gives aram or comfort to the heart. What does that mean? He gives comfort to our heart. What sort of comfort? Physical comfort? Does he provide AC? Does he provide some good sofa? Some good living arrangements? What sort of comforts? Comforts also are of different comforts. One is physical comfort, psychological, mental comforts, emotional comforts, intellectual comforts, and spiritual comfort. What comfort he is talking about? Baba is comforter of hearts. He is Dilaram. There's a great secret here. He is not here to give you those comforts which you can get with science. He is not here to give you physical comforts. He is not even here to give you even mental comforts. He is here to give you spiritual comfort. Now what is spiritual comfort? Soul has become absolutely uncomfortable, spiritually speaking. Because if you see the journey of soul from copper age till now, even though man has become technically advanced, in terms of money he has got riches, in terms of advances he has everything, in terms of facilities he has everything, but still there is some vacuum, there is still something, some spiritual vacuum inside. some emptiness. So Baba fills that vacuum, fills that emptiness, and Baba makes you comfortable at that point of time, at that place, that spiritual vacuum. And that is why He is comforter of the heart. He is Dilara, means He gives you that rest which nobody has ever given you till now in the history. Spiritual rest, spiritual repose, spiritual comfort. And unless and until soul achieves this spiritual comfort, it can never be said to be comfortable. So Baba, in today's Murli, He is saying He is comforter of hearts, and He hears, listens two things. First, Dil ka awaz, that is sound. But I think this sound word is not a very good word for awaz. Awaz is something different than sound. Awaz is here, awaz means call of the mind. It's more to do with pukar, it's more to do with call. The Baba is listening sound of the mind, and Baba is listening to heart-to-heart conversation. Whatever conversation you had, Baba is listening these two things. Then He is saying, He has yet another word which is used in the Murli, saz. But again in the English Murli, they have used the same word as sound. But saz is not sound, and awaz is also not sound. But they have used the same word, sound of the heart or mind, or Baba hears different sounds of different times. This is, saz is something musical. Saz is something more to do with music. It also means musical instruments. It also means music. So Baba listens to all the different sort of sounds throughout the day, and different, like at Amrit Vela, what sound? During Murli, what sounds? During Karma Yoga, during traffic control, whilst eating, in evening yoga, whilst you are doing yoga, leading yoga, whatever, giving Baba's sandesh or message to others, evening, churning Murli, giving classes, listening classes, and the period before going off to sleep. So, you know, we are always having some or other internal dialogue going on and on and on. And Baba says, Baba hears that. And which is the, He is the first person to hear this natural, whatever that happens in you. And Baba said one beautiful thing here. Everybody loves natural things. Everybody loves natural things. So what are those natural things? Juice. Natural diet, first of all, plant-based diet. In comparison to all the fast food, in comparison to all the oily and spicy and salty and other stuff. So one is the diet. Second, what is the other natural thing? Nature. Everybody loves natural things. So in this life also we have to develop a tendency to love everything that is natural. The first natural thing is nature. Other natural thing, as you said, diet. Then what else? Which is not tampered with, which is not destroyed by humans, mankind. So natural things, whenever, whatever that is natural, there is a beauty. No matter your Mughal gardens, your peace park, or anything, no matter how much beautiful you try to make your garden, but it cannot be compared with something like Anadra, from where you see natural landscape. Something which is absolutely natural, which is not destroyed, touched, untouched beauty of nature, which is always beautiful. If suppose, you know, there was once a king, and he sent his son, who was about to become a king, to one master, Zen master, and he went to that Zen master. That Zen master told that son that you have to, whatever garden you have, take care of that garden for 3 years. Make it as beautiful as possible, and I will come and see that garden after 1 year. So that son of the prince, that king, that prince, he tries to decorate that garden in whatever ways he could. He makes that garden so beautiful, so many gardeners he employs, and makes that garden so beautiful. So Zen master comes after 1 year. He says, what is this garden? it is not beautiful at all. You try for one more year. So that prince is surprised. It is such a beautiful garden. And thousands of gardeners he employed to make that garden beautiful. Different sort of, different variety of flowers, different colors of flowers, different variety of those bushes and everything. So after 1 year, again that Zen master comes. And he says, no, it's not at all good. You try for one more year. So that prince, he is surprised. He said, what is missing? I don't know now. But still, he employs more gardener since he is prince. He could get as much gardeners as possible. So he employs many gardeners and then he makes that garden so beautiful, not a speck of dust anywhere. So the Zen master comes and says, no, not at all beautiful. So he falls down at his feet and he says, now you only tell me how to make this garden beautiful. So that Zen master goes out of that garden. He brings lot of dry leaves and lot of bushes. He brings and he scatters all of them everywhere as they were before. He says, now it is beautiful. Beautiful things are always natural. So Baba is saying, love natural things. Love nature. Love natural beauty. Love natural diet. Then what is natural? What is your natural nature? Your natural nature, the nature of the soul is to remain calm, quiet, tranquil, to get stabilized in one's own self. That is natural. Then what is fourth thing which is natural? Natural speech. You cannot just learn some speech from somewhere and then you try to blurt out. No, that will not make any impression. Your speech has to be natural. Okay, then what else natural? Natural commentary without any preparation. Okay. Then what is natural? Natural, your tasks should be natural. Your actions should be so natural. It should not look artificial that you are doing it for show off. No, you do it as you do it. Or natural behavior. Suppose you are surrounded by 10 people, you try to behave as if you are a great yogi. And when others are not there, you try to become less yogi. This is not a natural behavior. It's a phony, it's artificial. Okay, then what else natural?
Natural smile.
Natural smile. It should not be artificial smile like those air hostess. You know, they keep on smiling without any, but that's good that they smile, but they are not smiling out of from the depth of their heart. It's like they are wearing smile. It's a plastic smile. There's just a lip service. And natural, it should be natural praise. Suppose somebody is doing good service and you are just praising him. Flattering. Flattering is, it's not natural. If you want to praise somebody, it should be natural. Not just to gain some favor from that person. Suppose somebody is there and he's from Toli department. Yes, you want some Toli from him, so that's why you are talking and praising him that you are a very good speaker. You are a good yogi. Your lifestyle is so good. Because you want some work to be done from him. So this is unnatural. Then what is natural? Natural dress, natural beauty. Don't try to put so many makeup and destroy the beauty. Who does the makeup, you know? Who does the makeup? The people who are most ugly. Why a beautiful Lakshmi Narayan, they don't need to do any makeup. The people who are ugly, you know who does makeup. You know, this film industry, probably they are the ugliest people then. Because they spend a lot of time in doing that makeup. So, natural beauty don't require any makeup. It's the artificial thing. The desire to show off. It's a sign of body consciousness. Makeup itself is a sign of body consciousness. So, that is not natural. Then, what is natural? A natural treatment and medicine. Oh. Then what else? Then what else natural? Weather. Okay. What else natural? Natural water or natural air? Natural air. This AC destroys. AC destroys. Why you want AC? Have natural thing. Even if you sweat, that's so beautiful. It will help you. Natural sun, natural air, natural sunlight. Go in, enjoy sunlight. Take bath in that sunlight. Naturally, you will get vitamin D. So natural sunlight, natural air, natural earth. Everything natural, everything that is there in the nature. natural fiber, yeah, everything. So, natural clothes even, for that matter. Everything. As much, try to go as much close to nature. And the more you close to nature, the more you are in harmony with this entire cosmos. So, one is this. Then, yeah, natural music. Music of birds, chirping of birds, the flowing of the waterfall, the lightning, clouds, rain, the splashing of the rain, everything that is there in the nature. Try to listen the voice of the nature. Nature is calling you, and try to understand what it is saying. So everything that is natural, love that. And this is one of the way to remain enthusiastic. This is rather the first way to become enthusiastic. Come back to your original nature. And your natural nature is to love God, not human beings. First love Him. He is first. Nature of the soul is to get drowned in Supreme Soul. Nature of the soul is to have supreme union with the Supreme Soul. Baba said, you remain lost in His love and become embodiment of that. Magan Avastha. This Magan Avastha is the natural nature of the soul. So, be enthusiastic. Ways of becoming enthusiastic, first, be natural. Second, get lost in the love of God. Now, coming to the proper discussion. Baba narrated or told many benefits of being enthusiastic. What are they? When you are enthusiastic, what happens? When you are enthusiastic, what are the benefits? Advantages, benefits, what happens? Maya runs away. One. Then, what happens? You become courageous. Then what happens? You become tireless, which is not in Murli, but yes, you become tireless. Then you will have flying stage. Then all obstacles will go away. Then you become specially, you get this special powerful weapon of becoming victorious. Specially powerful weapon of becoming victorious. Then what else? When you are powerful, when you are enthusiastic, what happens? You can inspire others. Enthusiasm is contagious. It's like, it's very contagious. Like this flu, cold, cough, it spreads from one person to another. In the same manner, enthusiasm spreads from one person to another. So, enthusiasm is something which is contagious, which is going from one person to another. So, you inspire others to become enthusiastic. Then what else? What are the advantages of remaining enthusiastic? You remain double light. Then? You can do more service. You never get tired. Creativity, rather the benefit, I will say, yes, it brings creativity, and the basis of remaining enthusiastic is also creativity. In this Murli, there are 2-3 questions. First, how to remain enthusiastic? Another is, what are the benefits of enthusiasm? And third is, what happens when you remain enthusiastic? So the first question is, how to remain enthusiastic? Baba gave 2-3 answers. First, remember all the titles that you have received from Bab Dada. Whatever titles you have received, remain in their awareness and become the embodiment. That is the first method of becoming enthusiastic. Second method, remember your fortune. Wah, my fortune, this is enthusiasm. Wah, my fortune, this is enthusiasm. So this is the second method. Third, remember who has selected you. This is another aspect of becoming enthusiastic. Who has selected you? You were hidden somewhere behind the curtains of actions, of religion, of country. So many things. You were hidden behind the curtains. Baba selected you. So this point will bring enthusiasm that God has selected me. I am God chosen soul. I am God selected soul. He has chosen me and for is a special mission. I am a man for that special mission. Special mission which no one else can do except me. I alone can do that mission. There were 1,000 people appearing for interview. I am selected. Not 1,000. Baba said multi-million. So many millions were there. You are out of them. Koto me koi. You are that. So you are selected for a special task. Because God knew that those other people could not do this. You alone can do that. So this is the third method of remaining enthusiastic. First I said, how to remain enthusiastic, remember all the titles, all the somas. Keep on remembering them, churning them, staying in their consciousness. One. Second, remember your fortune. what fortune I have got. Remember that in the previous cycle I was very elevated soul. I was, I am, I will be. This is your slogan. This is one of the way to remain enthusiastic. I was, I am, I will be. Now this is a topic for discussion. I was what I was, very elevated. I am, now I am very elevated. I will become very elevated. Past, present, future, all three are so exalted, lofty. My life is not an ordinary life. It's such an elevated life. I was, I am, I will be. This will make you enthusiastic. Then what else will make you enthusiastic? Other is when you have one support, one strength, one support. That time you will become courageous. You will become courageous that time when you have one support and one strength. Ek bal, ek bharosa. This is the way to remain enthusiastic. When you have this, automatically courage will come to you. And when you become courageous, Maya loses courage. But then there are certain things you invoke Maya. What are those things by which you invoke Maya, Arvind bhai? How do you invoke Maya, Avahan? How do you invoke Maya? How you call Maya, come to me, I am calling you. You are sending some letter to her, you are inviting her. How? You are saying, oh, I don't know how to do. How can I do this? I cannot do this. These are the weak thoughts. Thoughts of suspicion, thoughts of doubt. This task I cannot do. This is not up to me. This is not in my capacity to do this. I cannot do this. When you have such weak thoughts, what you are doing? You are opening the path for Maya. You are creating a path for Maya. You are sending out an invitation. You are knocking at Maya's door. Maya, please come to me. You are telling her, please come, please come. You are sending an SMS to her. Please come. You are sending a love letter to her. Please come to me. Why you are not coming to me? I am waiting for you. Please come fast. When she is not responding, you are sending another message. You are sending sometimes question mark. Why you are not responding? You are so eager. When she is not responding to your messages, you are even picking up the phone and calling her. When she is not picking up your phone, you are calling from another number. But you want her to be there. You are trying to make every effort to call her. Though she is least interested in coming to you. But you want her. So that's what we are doing. By generating these thoughts. I can't do. It is not my work. It is difficult for me to do. And there are others also to tell you all this. This is not your work. You can't do this. Only that Brahma did it. He was Brahma. Times were different. Now Yajna has changed. His path was fixed and Shiva Baba always was there in his body. He came and he helped. Shiva Baba is not in your body and nor your Brahma, nor your, and already the seats are fixed. You think that you are going to compete with dadis? Are you trying to go ahead of your seniors? People are there sitting for 50 years. And you coming now and trying to go ahead of others. So what, you have to become like that frog. Deaf frog. Don't hear what others are telling. You keep on going, going, going. Probably you will reach the top. Yes, you will reach the top. So these are the different ways of remaining enthusiastic. Now, what enthusiasm but? Which enthusiasm you should have? Which enthusiasm that you have to become perfect, you have to become complete, you have to become near, you have to be similar to Father. There are four words. Though two words are used in the Murli, Sampanna, Sampurna, Samip and Saman. One is perfect, another is complete, third is near and fourth is similar to the Father. And you have to give proof that you are a worthy soul. This is the enthusiasm. This is a very different type of enthusiasm. Nobody has ever spoken in the history of mankind about such enthusiasm. That you have to become something, somebody like God. This is a different sort of enthusiasm. Everybody said you have to remain enthusiastic in achieving success in exams, in achieving something, some siddhis or something. But nobody ever told that you have to become like God and be enthusiastic about this. One is this. Second, enthusiasm is you have to become whatever knowledge, treasure of knowledge is in the Father, you should have them. Whatever virtues He has, you should have them. And whatever knowledge, virtues and powers He has, you have to become like Him. So knowledge, virtue and power, three things. To be equal to Him in these three things is to have the enthusiasm. You should have this enthusiasm. So this is the zeal, this is the zest which you should have. This is a very, and for this enthusiasm, now another important thing is, we should not have certain different types of enthusiasm. What are they? We should not have worldly enthusiasm. Achieving worldly success, achieving worldly things, enthusiasm for becoming worldly rich, enthusiasm for earning as much as possible, earning for facilities, enthusiasm for becoming, for name, fame and glory. People have got ambitions and enthusiasm for all these things, worldly things. Rather, you have to let go of all those worldly ambitions and enthusiasm, and now you have to develop new enthusiasm that I, the soul, I have to become perfect like the Father. I have to become complete like the Father. I have to become virtuous. I have to become powerful. I have to become all knowledgeful like the Father. I have to become worthy. I have to prove that I am a worthy soul. Baba has placed his trust on you. So you have to show that yes, he has not done any mistake. And we have to prove true to this trust which he has placed in us. So this is the enthusiasm, and these are the different ways to remain enthusiastic. There are a few other ways to remain enthusiastic. Baba is your backbone. That is why you have to be enthusiastic. If you don't remain enthusiastic, who will remain enthusiastic? Who are you? You are the children of the lawgiver. You are the children of the bestower of blessing. Vardata, Vidhata. So that is why from the children you have become masters. Because of this you should have enthusiasm. Or for this reason you should be enthusiastic. This is the reason for your enthusiasm. Other is you have to ignite. You have to, somewhere we will discuss one more thing. While talking with the UK group, Baba said, while seeing your kingdom, do you remember that kingdom? UK, United Kingdom. UK is United Kingdom. While seeing this UK, United Kingdom, do you remember that kingdom? While seeing this palace, do you remember that palace? And Baba said very beautiful thing about Golden Age. There never was before any time such an age. This never can ever happen. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. This is such a Golden Age is like that. Remember that. So you are going into that age. This is a task of enthusiasm. And whichever place you do more service, they will become picnic places. So you should have enthusiasm for doing services, because these are going to become your picnic places later on. So this is one of the points for enthusiasm. At one place, at the same point, Baba said, remember Father, remember home. Remember kingdom, remember your duty. Four things. Remember Father, remember home. Remembering Father, remembering home. This is our natural things actually. Remembering our home is a natural thing. Remembering others' home, Ravan's home, is unnatural. This is perversion, that you are remembering this world. This is not your world. Remembering Golden Age, that is your home. That is natural thing. Remembering subtle world is natural thing. But remembering somebody's home, which is not yours. This is Ravan's, Lanka. This is not yours. So why you are remembering his home, Nikhilesh Bhai? This is not your home. This is Ravan's Lanka. This is Shok Vatika. This is cottage of sorrow. This is not cottage of happiness. Cottage of happiness is about to come. This is cottage of sorrow. So this is Shok Vatika. Don't remember it. This is hell. This is that Vishayavaitari in the Kumbhi Park Nark, Baba says. So this is that. Natural paintings, even natural paintings, you know. So learn everything, love everything which is natural. Animals, love animals. Baba used to love all animals. He used to give some food to those birds also. Chidiya. So love them also. So everything which is natural will make you enthusiastic. Your natural nature, natural behavior, natural attitude, natural drishti, vritti, kriti, natural remembrance, natural imagination, natural everything will make you enthusiastic. The way, goal is to remain enthusiastic. The goal is to become ignited. Be ignited like a flame. You have power of pen and power of speech. And you have to send message through them. But you remain enthusiastic. So enthusiastic for Gyan. In churning, Baba, there are two questions. One question Baba said, how will you move forward? Two ways, knowledge and service. So remain enthusiastic for churning knowledge, understanding knowledge, going into the depth of the knowledge. One is this. Second, service. Bring out new plans for service. Today write down 10 new ideas for service. Each day write down 10 new ideas for service. What are the 10 new ideas for service? What are the 10 new ways of churning knowledge? So, newness in knowledge, newness in yoga, newness in dharana, newness in service, everywhere bringing newness will make you enthusiastic. Others said, last question Baba said, this tree of service. So, homework for all of you is, tree of service, what is root, what is seed, what is branch, what is trunk, what are leaves, what are dry leaves, what are green leaves, what are fruits, which is dry fruits, which is ripe fruit, everything. What are flowers, what are the different flowers, everything you can draw, a tree of service. Baba said to those souls who are staying at home that because of your water of cooperation, this tree is bearing fruits.
Tree of service.
Tree of service.
Service has started in a year or what?
Anything, you can have your imagination, creativity, newness. So these are all different ways. Few other things, 2 minutes, last 2 minutes and then I'll finish. What are the different ways of becoming, creating enthusiasm? One, doing exercise every day. That will keep you healthy. Walking, that will make you enthusiastic. Third, taking good care of your body. Fourth, good diet. Another, good sleep. Good sleep. If you don't have sound sleep at night, you will not enthusiastic. So sound sleep at night. And then what else? Doing something new. Bringing some newness, creativity in your service. Then listening music. Listening song. Writing song. Doing something new. Writing with left hand. Something new.
Learning
new things. One more thing. Learning language. Learn language. New language. New words. New language, new pronunciations. You need not. If you want to learn Tamil, yes, you can learn Tamil. But I will say that 2 languages everybody should know. One is Hindi, another is English. So learn new words. 10 new words today. 10 new pronunciations today. New words, new pronunciations, new accent, new language. Learn anything new. New art, new seva, new technique, new skill. It could be driving, new commentary, anything new. Learn something new that will keep you enthusiastic. Otherwise, doing the same thing time and again, that will make you dull and drab. And then you say, I don't know how to do a purushart. Bring new. That is a false pseudo-ekrastiti. So, the moral of the story is, Baba is telling you the crux. Baba is hearing all. See, Baba, why Baba has started telling about enthusiasm? Baba said, I am hearing your saas throughout the day. In response to that saas, I am telling all this. Because I am hearing all this. So he must be hearing a lot of complaints. I am not this, I am this, I am that, I am this and that. So Baba is fed up of you, are hearing you. Baba said in one of the murlis, when you keep on complaining, Baba switches off his radio in Paramdham. He doesn't like all this. So, sing songs of gratitude, sing songs of joy, sing songs of beauty, sing songs of love, sing songs of gratitude to Baba, sing songs of the praise of the Brahmin family, of this Brahmin life, elevated life, everything. Then he will make the volume high in this Paramdham. Otherwise, he will just shut off. He will put you in block list otherwise, if you keep on doing. If you unnecessarily keep on calling him, Shilpa Ben, he might put you in as a spam or in block list. Then don't tell. So Baba heard everything and then he gave this response and then he said you have to remain enthusiastic and please don't invoke Maya, don't call her, don't give invitation, stop sending messages, SMS, WhatsApp, email and don't have any trucks with her, any relation with her, just get detached and be enthusiastic. So that is the moral. Read more, learn more, write. Everybody, another homework for everybody, write 12 points to remain enthusiastic in Brahmin life. How to remain enthusiastic in this Brahmin life? Write 12 points. Om Shanti.